Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. These challenges are meant to help us explore what it means to follow Jesus, even in the midst of a busy commuting lifestyle. And if you've never explored what that means before, I'd encourage you to check our Christianity 101 course first. It goes over the basic material that we really try to build on with these challenges. We follow a rhythm to keep us in sync as a community, even when we're not together. That means that every week we explore one topic. We introduce it Monday. Tuesday, we study it in the Bible. Wednesday, we try to see how that changes and transforms our thinking. Thursdays, we try to apply and live it out. And then Friday's our day for prayer and reflection. Saturday's a day for rest, and Sunday's a day for community, before we start it all over the next week. One announcement that I want to make is that Redeem the Commute is starting to shift gears a little bit. We're focusing our ministry now to the entire Greater Toronto Area, to commuters of all kinds. We want you to know that you're welcome, whether you live in Ajax or elsewhere, to be part of our community, to be growing and learning what it means to follow Jesus in sync, even though we're scattered all over the Greater Toronto Area and even beyond. As part of that transition, we're going to focus our efforts on planting a new church in Ajax a little bit differently. We're now planning to start a new family church service that's going to be welcoming to people of all ages in one room. Whereas many churches divide children from adults, what we're going to be doing at our church is keeping everybody in the same room. We're not going to dumb it down so much that the adults don't learn anything, and we're also not going to raise the bar so much that children are bored. In order to develop that, we're looking for some help. We're looking for one staff person who can help us develop and lead this innovative new approach to church with a particular emphasis on children. If you or somebody you know has a history of working with children in a Christian church, I'd love to hear from you. You might have the expertise we need for what we're offering as a part-time job. There's more information on our website at redeemerajax.ca. We're also looking for a team of volunteers who can help make this a reality. If this sounds like something you'd like to be a part of in Durham Region and Ajax, please do get in touch with me through our website or app. I'd love to hear from you, get to know you, and see if you can be a part of our team. Well, a few weeks ago, I was at a conference in St. Catharines, and there was some free time built into the schedule, and so some colleagues and I went mountain biking. We went up a beautiful mountain biking trail along the 12-mile creek through St. Catharines, went all along one side, all the way downtown, crossed over the river on a bridge, came all the way back. Then we had a problem. We needed to cross back over if we were going to go back up to the university the same way we came. But there was no way across the river, even though Google Maps had shown us there was. So we could either double back, go all the way back to a bridge and cross over, or we could keep going along a smaller creek, cross later on at a bridge, go up the Niagara Escarpment, and then back along the Bruce Trail. And that's what we decided to do. We decided to keep going. We still had some energy to spare. So we biked and biked and biked, and at one point started to get a little discouraged at how long it was taking to travel along this one creek. We came to a beautiful lookout, and we looked down and we saw what used to be an old dam. You could still see the stone footings that were there, even though nothing else was left. We thought, you know what, we could probably cross there. So we did. Actually, wasn't all that bad. The crossing was fine. And I had warned my friends that we might have a bit of trouble getting up the Niagara Escarpment. It's got a reputation for being steep. But we decided to go for it anyway. We started climbing up a nice smooth hill. It wasn't too bad. There was a bit of a trail there. Some other people had been around, obviously, maybe without bikes, but we weren't the first people here. And then at one point we crested over the top of another hill, and to my discouragement, we were faced with a sheer cliff right in front of us. It wasn't very high, but it was pretty steep. We still decided to go for it. My colleagues went first. I was the last one to go up. We each used our bikes behind us to brace us and use the brakes to keep us from going down the hill. But we were in a position where we knew if we were to get into any trouble, we'd either be dropping our bikes down a cliff or we ourselves would fall down the cliff with our bikes. Bit of a precarious position. So at one point I had my bike braced behind me, pushed up against a tree, while I used my right hand to grab onto some rocks and roots and things like that to help me up the cliff. And one of those rocks that I grabbed onto suddenly gave way. It's a rock about that big that tumbled down directly into my knee. I could feel the pain. I could feel it had been a direct hit on my knee, but I couldn't do anything about it. I had to just work through the pain because I knew if I stopped to check it out, if I stopped to nurse my wounds, it meant either dropping my bike down the hill or me myself falling down the cliff. And so despite the pain that I could feel welling up in my knee, I just decided I needed to keep going. And I kept bracing my bike, pulling it up a little bit, putting the brakes on, pushing off, and climbing up, grabbing anything I could find that hopefully wasn't going to fall down and hit me again, and finally got to the top. Once I got there, I took a look, and yep, I was bleeding, and I could feel the pain. But then we realized we still had a ways to go. And so despite the pain, we had to bike back along the Bruce Trail, at least a bit smoother of a trail, all the way around a reservoir for one of the hydro dams, back around to Brock University, where I could finally stop and put some ice on my knee, which caused a whole different kind of pain, but was hopefully going to help with long-term gain. Now, this is hardly the worst pain I've ever felt, probably not the worst pain you've ever felt. I know that people in this world go through an incredible amount of pain with critical illness, with disability, with injuries, whatever it might be. There are so many sources of pain in our lives, physical, emotional, spiritual. Pain is ever present. Sometimes pain is something that we actually choose. Hard as it might seem to believe that, sometimes we choose pain, like I did. I chose pain because it was going to keep me safe. It's going to keep me from falling down a cliff. I chose pain because it was going to get me back to the university. I chose pain because it was going to get me back to the university without embarrassment of having to call a cab or get somebody to come and pick me up. I chose pain because icing my knee, which hurt more, was actually going to help it in the long run to recover. Sometimes we choose pain because we have a higher goal in mind. Sometimes people choose pain through dental surgery because they know it's going to save them some pain later on, or some permanent damage. People choose pain when they have surgery of any kind, knowing the long-term gains are much better than the short-term pain. Sometimes we choose the pain of a sporting event, like a CrossFit routine or a triathlon, to push ourselves and to prove that we can do something, or to impress others, or to simply get fit and healthy. Whatever it is, we can choose pain sometimes for a higher gain. Could be health, could be wealth, could be fame, could be any number of things. Well, this week we're going to explore the story from the book of Acts as part of our series called Pioneer Story, of somebody who chose pain, who chose to go through an immense amount of pain, even sacrificing his own life for a cause he believed in, for something he felt was more important than the pain he would need to endure. You might think I'm talking about Jesus. Of course I will, but actually this is the story of somebody named Stephen that we're going to look at this week, and there are going to be some amazing parallels to the story of Jesus that are going to actually teach us something. Well, before we get to that later this week, one question I want you to think about and hopefully discuss with some friends is, what's the most painful thing you've ever done? Why did you do it? And was it worth the pain? We'll have a great discussion. Don't forget, we read the Bible in sync as a community, so when you gather with some friends to discuss our question for today, maybe you can read through the Bible passage together and try to make sense of it. If you have any questions, feel free to get in touch with me. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.